This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Wanna breathe, wanna move, and not ever feel afraid. Wanna live in a place where the truth still finds a way to rise and advise. And when everything is lies, you bring. Cause there's nowhere you can run.
Welcome to the Sunday RBN edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm your host, Chris Steiner, and we have Bobby Powell joining us in just a few moments. First, we need to pay our respects and offer our condolences to the family and John Stadmiller himself, who passed away November 5th, this past Friday, November 5th, and it's a shock to everybody. Like myself, he's going to be missed very much. And just like so many other talk show hosts, I listen to daily or as often as I can, whenever my schedule permits, that miss them many years later. I really do miss them many years later. And just to let you know, Bobby, that the camera you're looking at is not what's being broadcast on Facebook, but thanks for telling me here. So I'm recording it also on Skype. All right, there we go, just as a backup. Thanks, Bobby. I think that I would like to offer a little moment to suggest that if you're so inclined to pray for John and his Godspeed and his family, and also for the lady who works at RBN, who found him, or I shouldn't say found him, who I have heard was there with him as he did pass. So pray for her, her family as well. Surround them all in love, and associated with that, I find it easier to use to visualize a golden white light around John and his family and all his friends in the audience. And if we do that together, then we'll all have a better outcome. Is trying to tell us that he'll tell anyone, he can hear all of us, and he's probably astounded at all the new faculties that all the original. His whole being that he's starting to realize and wanting to tell us, hey, I have even more or greater memories to be able to help you and guide you. Just listen to me. But at the same time, it's good. Let's listen to the angels. Surround him with the angels as well. But I see that I'm cutting out. I'll try to get closer to the microphone. So surround him with the and as well, he should be urged to see how wonderful it is to be unified with God, and there's always room for improvement. Otherwise, life, existence as an immortal would not be exciting if there weren't room for improvement. So he'll improve his faculties even more. And this is the kind of advice I would tell anybody, not to be overly attached to your past life. Don't to be too emotionally attached, but if you feel like it's best to help others with divine inspiration and permission, then by every step you take towards God, I think that God takes 10 steps towards you, and John and others can do a better job now. So that's my urging, and I found that a helpful request to the deceased, with a deceased brother, in my experience, maybe 20 years ago. I can validate that with certain experiences, and that's why I do that. And it's for the benefit of all. You know, the closer you get to God, the greater the circle of love, greater, more all-encompassing it is. And one way I'll mention that I could validate that was briefly, I'll mention this experience, although there are many, that I could validate with my deceased brother, which really is quite liberating. And that's the idea of the show, is that I was meditating and I was communicating, I felt, feeling and thoughts and ideas. And I started to feel a circle being drawn on my leg, on my right leg. I felt, well, let's continue this communication. That's interesting. It's not disrupting me, but in my meditation. So I finished it and felt, okay, yeah, I should go talk to my mom and tell her right away. She wouldn't be bothered because she was on a phone call, and I insisted repeatedly. And the moment I told her that I was just I got to tell you this, I was just meditating, I felt this on my leg, et cetera, et cetera. And then she said, oh, I'll call you back. I got to hang up now. I'll be right back. And she was astonished. You know, I was astonished. Why would she hang up the phone so abruptly just by me telling her that? And well, it corresponded to an experience she had. She didn't tell me about, or anybody in the family, because it was an intimate situation where my father and mother were lying in bed. My mom's a paraplegic, bear in mind. So she, even before she gave birth to us four boys, she wasn't interested in my dad at the time, but my dad thought so when he felt a circle being drawn on his thigh, and he told her, go away, I'm trying to sleep. And so that she figured out was validation of what she was urging my deceased brother, her son, my brother, Tom, in telling him to get closer to God. And the closer you get, the greater, more all-encompassing the circle of love will be. So that is two validations that we feel that we've gotten. And there are several others that I won't go into, but they certainly urge me, and maybe others in these periods of lockdown around the world, to tune in. That's what we're meant to do instinctually when we're faced with a threat. We're meant to calm down, assess the situation, and when we're forced to, maybe we can hone those abilities, maybe validate our talking with other people. We all have a right to privacy. Don't worry about somebody invading your thoughts. You can always find the sanctuary of stillness to be your protection. That's the only sanctuary, and you can protect yourself. So try to do little psychic tests with other people and see if you can figure out what number they're thinking of, between 1 and 10, for example, things like that on the phone. And you might be surprised, and then start to trust your gut a little bit better. And be able to tune in with others better, share your experiences with others, and they can correlate with others' experiences and their dreams. So you can look at the same situation from multiple perspectives and get a better idea to connect the dots if you share your insights, your dreams, and it really leads to much greater progress. So I want to give homage to John Stadtmiller, and he is still with us, and realize that just send your love to him, his family, and all those who were closest to him going through his illness before he passed away unexpectedly November 5th, this past Friday, and to the RBN audience. So now we're going to switch over to Bobby Powell, who joined me on my show, on my broadcast show, Liberation Station, that is on the 6 Florida stations. And he joined me to talk about the footage that he's gotten, and he hasn't gotten a response from government, Department of Justice. He'll mention some of the other agencies he's contacted, the NCI, National Crime Information Center, just in case they might be interested in looking at these crimes that he's caught on video, the apparent agents who are not being sought by the FBI. He's contacted Congress with limited success, and we'll see what progress he has made since then. So if you'd like to check out Bobby Powell's appearance on my show, on my broadcast show, that was the October 5th show, October 5th, 2021, over at theliberationstation.com. After being honorably discharged from the United States Marine Corps, Bobby Powell became a journalist working in radio, television, and newspapers since 1986. In 2008, he started his own show, The Truth is Viral, which has been seen over 25 million times. At President Trump's speech in Washington, D.C. on January 6th of 2021, which Bobby says was going to be his last big gig before retiring for good, he found himself in the right place at the right time to capture bulletproof video evidence that it was undercover government operatives and not Trump supporters who led the quote-unquote insurrection at the Capitol that day. And by the way, when I called John Stadtmiller about a month ago and mentioned Bobby's story, that was after which John invited me to guest host his show two Thursdays ago. And well, that was the October 31st show. And that was to correct that. That was October 31st, 2021. And what a great honor that was. And then to allow me to start this show, this is the second edition of the RBN Sunday web edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. So he based on that call, and of course previous calls, I'm sure, but I think that that surprise, that pleasant surprise information that I dropped on, that Bobby Powell has brought to us and he's about to describe, was probably instrumental in John allowing the show to take flight on RBN. So let's get started here, Bobby Powell. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Great. I'm reading loud and clear. So where would you like to start, maybe with any updates?
Okay, well, I'll give everybody what I call my elevator pitch. This is what I've been sending to reporters, news organizations, elected representatives all around the world. I mean, I have not pulled any punches. If somebody's got a pulse and an email address, I've been sending them this little elevator pitch. And it has been constantly evolving over the last 10 months. Okay, now, first off, I provided the Federal Bureau of Insurrection with 29 minutes of high-definition video almost 10 months ago now. And in this video, I was in, like you said, I was in the right place at the right time to capture video of undercover federal agents smashing a window and then separately trying to push people inside. Now, I caught this all on video, and I was one of the people that was being pushed through the east entrance of the Capitol by this undercover federal agent. Okay, so I gave the FBI 29 minutes of this video on January 15th. And I also gave it to the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Secret Service, Naval Criminal Investigation Service, that's NCIS. And I gave this to them all on January 15th. And to date, this very moment, neither man has been arrested. I've been through over 650 indictments myself. Not one frame of the 29 minutes of video or a single screenshot of either one of these two guys appears on the FBI's webpage where they're looking for the public to help them identify people that were at the Capitol on January 6th. Hasn't appeared on the FBI's YouTube channel, and nothing on their Facebook page yet either. They're posting all kinds of fuzzy images of people doing nothing but milling around outside. But they won't post the images and the video that I captured of two men who were violently attacking the Capitol, committing felonies on camera. Nowhere to be found. Okay, so as another anomaly, okay, everybody that was in within a mile of the Capitol on January 6th has been questioned and or arrested by the FBI, except for two people. Me and a guy that I caught getting into a scuffle with one of these federal agents. Okay, now, you've got to ask yourself, why in the world are we the only two people that haven't been questioned? I think it's because I've got video of me defending a window that one of their undercover agents had just ripped out of its frame. And the last thing that they want to do is put that in front of a federal judge, because it would not go well for them. Okay, now, I sent the FBI an email on April 4th, and I've been doing this for 36 years, Chris. When you send an official email requesting comment to any government agency, whether it's city, county, state, federal, makes no difference. You always get a response every single time. Now, a response might not be something that you want to hear. It might be the investigation is ongoing. We have no comment for you at this time, or just simply a no comment. I got one of those once from from the Department of Justice out in Nevada. And so anyway, I asked the FBI the following question. Just three questions, mind you. Very simple questions. Number one, who gave the order to a squad of eight Capitol Hill police officers that I recorded leaving a window undefended that had been broken by an Antifa by the name of Hunter Emke with a mob beating down the doors 30 feet away? I'd like to know who gave that order. Who were the two men who acted calmly with military bearing as if they were carrying out orders, who pulled the window from its frame and tried to push me and others inside the Capitol? Number three, I provided the FBI with 29 minutes of high-definition video, yet no images of these two men are anywhere to be found. The FBI has not arrested them, does not appear to be looking for them, and is not looking for input from the public to ascertain their identities. This is a fact. My viewers and I would really like to know why. And again, that email has not been returned. And I don't know if it's a law, but it's definitely policy for all emails and phone calls from journalists to be returned. All right, I've got some more of this. It's a heck of a story, and I guess we're coming up on a break, and we can continue after that.
All right, Bob Powell, this is Chris Steiner, Liberation Station Radio Show. His site is bobpowell.blogspot.com, and we'll be right back.
Part of something so obscene. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Station Radio Show, November 7th, 2021, with Bobby Powell. BobPowell.blogspot.com. That's BobPowell.blogspot.com, where you can find all this information, his media appearances, his ongoing The Truth is Viral on YouTube. And picking up where you left off, Bobby, you were saying that I believe that you haven't been. You've had no response, and unlike so many others who were there at January 6th,
Yeah, and it's very strange, okay? Like, the FBI has been going to far-flung places like Alaska and busting down the doors of people that weren't even in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, right? And they're just going all out trying to find all the participants in this quote-unquote insurrection, except for me and the kid that I recorded fighting with one of their undercover agents.
And did you ever, what did you learn from him? Did you ever get any
news from him? Yes, he got in touch with me just last week, and I interviewed him a couple of days ago. That interview will be up on bobpowell.blogspot.com and my news site. It's a Substack. It's bobbypowell.substack.com. And the reason for that is because my YouTube page or my YouTube channel and my blogspot are under attack by big tech, and I don't expect them to be up much longer. So I'm moving my operations to Rumble and Substack. All that information you can find right now. It's still up at bobpowell.blogspot.com. Okay, but the federal government doesn't want to have anything to do with this video. They don't want to have any. They won't talk to me or that other kid, the redhead kid I recorded fighting with the federal agent. The Department of Justice, which, you know, is separate from the FBI, doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Several of the Capitol Hill defendants, who are from Michigan, where my show, The Truth is Viral, is based, are being represented by basically public defenders from the Federal Defender's Office in Detroit. I have called every single one of those federal public defenders and left messages telling them about the existence of this video. I have not received one call back. Now, they are legally required to accept this video as evidence. This is Brady material. It's exculpatory evidence that could benefit their clients, and they are totally ignoring it. You know, this video has been seen millions and millions of times now. I would estimate between my appearances on OAN and Newsmax over 50 million times and my own efforts to spread this video around. And so, you know, it's not a secret. I want this in the record, but it's almost like these federally employed public defenders and the Federal Bureau of Investigation just don't want to know about this exculpatory Brady material. And I have to wonder, is it because that the video that I recorded in Washington, D.C., is it because that video and the events that have happened since January 6th might also implicate the FBI and the Department of Justice in criminal activity? I think it is. I think that's exactly why the FBI and Department of Justice are ignoring me. You know, the fact, Chris, that I never entered the Capitol, okay, and my instincts as a United States Marine told me, you know, protect and defend the Constitution and the Capitol, okay? I wasn't going to let anybody go in that window, Chris, and just not during a riot at the Capitol. This just wasn't going to happen. Okay, so I was able to keep a couple of people out of there. I was able to get one confrontation on video. That's the one with the guy fighting the ginger. I was a little bit busy.
Yeah, did you hear what the young man with the red hair told? Was told by that apparent operative who pushed him a couple times.
Yes, he told me that. The guy that had just pulled the window, that I had just got on video pulling out the window, started pushing that redheaded kid and blaming him for pulling out the window. He was 10 feet away at the time. So basically he was gaslighting the young guy and trying to deflect blame from himself because he didn't know how long I had my camera rolling, right? Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
He's taken the window out of its frame 1 second and urging people to go in. Then he looks at my press helmet, the basically a combat helmet with the words press stenciled on it, and sees that there's a camera pointing at him, and he does a complete 180. 1 second he's pulling the window out, you know, urging people to go inside, and the next second he's fighting with this redheaded kid that had rushed up to the window. So, yeah, he was trying to cover his own butt.
Yeah, best he could, and certainly thanks to you, he couldn't. All right, we'll be right back here at Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Snyder with Bob Powell. Back to you.
Public Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And welcome back to Liberation Station Radio Show. We're speaking with Bobby Powell about his experience January 6th, 2021. I'm Chris Steiner, your host, and Bobby's site is bobpowell.blogspot.com. And what was that other site or whatever other sites, Bobby, that you have?
bobbypowell.substack.com. Bobby Powell, one word. .substack.com.
And you need some donations because because they're all being we're all being squelched in certain ways through our revenue streams.
Yeah, tell me about it, brother. I started the Truth is Viral back in 2008, just kind of a way to keep my hand in the game, right? I've been a journalist all my life. That's all I've ever done. The ad revenue that I was getting from the show and some regular monthly donations were what paid for the show. Okay, so after January 6th, Big Tech started cracking down on me pretty hard. On January 15th, I had compiled all of my footage, and I sent video of that man that was tearing the window from its frame to the Capitol Hill Police Department. And I asked, who is this man? 5 minutes later, my Twitter account was deleted. No explanation, no appeal. Okay, on February 2nd, Google stopped referring traffic to my website. If you have the URL, you can find it, but it won't appear in any search algorithms. At the same time, YouTube demonetized my channel, again, giving me no reason and no appeal. After my appearance on Greg Kelly's Newsmax show, the Greg Kelly show on October 2nd, PayPal disabled my account. So now I couldn't take any donations either. So all of my sources of funding have been wiped away by big tech. They are trying to squeeze me to death, and they're going to fail, because I don't care if I have to wear a sandwich board and go walking up and down the streets ringing a bell. This is the truth that the American people need to see. So, if anybody has some loose change running around in their pockets, you can go to givesendgo.com/Bobby Powell and drop me whenever put you out. And, people have asked, what can we do to help? Well, besides, making monetary donations to enable me to, continue this fight, what you can do is go to Bob Powell or BobbyPowell.substack.com. Remember that, because BobPowell.blogspot.com is going to be history here in a day or two. It's just going to be gone. So go to BobbyPowell.substack.com and share that. Okay, there's only one story there right now. Subscriptions are free. I don't care about getting paid on this. Okay, our country was attacked.
Well, what's going on with, is Blogspot threatening you?
Yeah, they. I'm getting news strikes on my YouTube channel every day. Google has stopped referring traffic to my website. Yeah, I got a strike for bullying Hillary Clinton for a Mr. Jaws type interview that I did with her. Remember back in the 70s, Mr. Jaws, the radio announcer, would ask Jaws the shark a question, and Jaws would respond with a sound clip from a contemporary music. Well, I did that with Hillary Clinton. I got a strike for bullying Hillary Clinton. That video appeared like 5 years ago. Okay, so
and the modern day minstrels are a big threat, I guess.
Yeah, they are.
Can't take someone who doesn't find them threatening. And it seems like the only way to have a safe web presence is to have your own web servers. That's the safest, and so they can shut down your domains and lookups for anybody to find you. So if you can set up servers and get your own IP address, that's the best. Or I guess maybe Icelandic servers or something like that, Norwegian, whatever, might be the second best to host a website, because we're all building on rented space and got to find the best place that is least likely to be demolished.
Right, and then that's what I would use these donations for, is to build an impenetrable as possible web presence that can't be shut down. Because right now I'm being chased from platform to platform and being demonetized or silenced, shadow banned, basically. I don't know why I haven't been banned from Facebook yet. On January 6th, they deleted all of my live streams and deemed me a dangerous person or individual. A dangerous individual or organization. But they left my Facebook page up. I don't get it. And I've got like over 12,000 subscribers on my Facebook page. But here's the thing. When I put something up as a post on my Facebook page, my Truth is Viral Facebook page, maybe 12 people will see it. Okay? So they're just having fun with me. They're letting me have my Facebook page, but they're not letting anybody see anything that I post. So they put me into an electronic wasteland. I've sent hundreds of emails to reporters and elected representatives, news organizations all over the world. A lot of them are getting returned undeliverable, okay? And so I developed a strategy of taking hard drives, thumb drives, and putting them right into the hands of our elected representatives. It's taken a while. I've been traveling all over the country, and I now have placed that video with 9 United States congressmen and senators. Kyrsten Sinema and Josh Hawley were the first ones to take possession of it. And since then, I've put the video in the hands of Paul Gosar, Pete Sessions, Jim Jordan, Tom Massey, and Louie Gohmert. And remember what I said, I physically put it in the hands. I went to a Trump rally in Sarasota, and I physically put the thumb drive into the hands of Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert. So that makes nine United States congressmen and senators from both sides of the aisle now so far that I've been able to get this video to in the last 10 months. But you know what, Chris? After 36 years in this business, I'm here to tell you one immutable truth, and that is that politicians lie. Okay, they lie all the time. It doesn't make any difference whether they're Republican or Democrat. They will lie to you and tell you that they are going to do something and then turn around and stab you in the back, and nothing is ever done. Right. So my mission is to put this video in the hands of so many representatives and senators that they can't deny it. They're going to have to address it. They're just going to be nothing that they can do to avoid it, because every time that I'm putting this video into the hands of these representatives and senators, I'm taking video. So now I have evidence. I have proof that you have the proof. What are you going to do about it? So that's my mission, is to get this video into the hands of as many elected representatives as possible. And that's going to cost money, and that's why I need people to go to givesendgo.com/Bobby Powell and donate whatever won't put you out. Because we are in a battle, folks. I don't mind walking point, okay? So, but I've got to have somebody covering my six and my flanks.
Yeah.
And that's you.
Right.
And
right.
Your listeners, too. You know,
yeah,
this
donate.
Donate, you know, and more. Most importantly, share. Okay.
Right.
I'm only one person. I'm up 18 hours a day typing, copying, pasting, emailing, texting, making phone calls. 10 months of this, and I've only got nine of these congressmen and representatives. Folks, I need help.
Okay. I know, it's hard.
Everybody's
work
always asked me, "What can we do
work
to help you?" You get out there and you start clicking your doggone mouse. That's what you can do. That's how you can fight against this coup that was instituted by the Democrats with help from the Chinese communists. We can't get all into this today, but that's what happened. The Chinese communists helped steal our elections, and then that fake insurrection on January 6th was designed to permanently, mortally wound Donald Trump so that he could never again enter the Oval Office as President of the United States, and they want to deem his supporters as domestic terrorists. Okay, so now they've got several objectives, and they are winning. Okay, but we're fighting back.
It's an old plan. It's, you know, no matter who's behind it, it's centralized government. Communist China is among those, and goes back to the COINTELPRO. I know I mentioned this on my show where I had you on my broadcast show, Bobby, where the FBI's COINTELPRO program that infiltrated groups like Dr. Martin Luther King's and the Black Panthers. And I know there's the new Black Panthers, which are radical. The original Black Panthers were not originally, and then they were radicalized as the FBI, it came out. The FBI did goad people into, you know, goad those members of the original Black Panthers into it and falsely imprisoned some of them. Although, you know, yeah, there were a lot of them who were goaded and they took the bait. So don't take the bait. That's what happens when you're doing something effective, and it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is if you're doing something to help people become more independent. And that's something that Mike Rivero on this network talks about on his show, which is daily on the What Really Happened radio show. WhatReallyHappened.com is his site. If you do go to his site and search for COINTELPRO and Black Panther, he often mentions the new Black Panther Party coloring book. And all this came out in the Church Committee hearings in the 70s. So you can see where the FBI does this, has admitted to doing this stuff, and it continues. COINTELPRO continues as another good search term to search on your search engine. Just so folks know that this is not a partisan thing, or it's just something that the government does when folks start to unite. And they don't like that. So you always have to be ready when you're uniting to document what's going on, and just to be your own alibi, really. You have to be your own alibi.
Yeah, you know, and this is not something that, like you said, it's not something that's new, and it is something that's continuing. I was out at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge when the Bundys had seized that bird farm that was out in the middle of nowhere, to make a point, right? Okay, now, almost half of the people that were there with the Bundys were government agents or informants. Wow. Almost half. Now,
Fast forward to Michigan. Better success.
And this Governor Whitmer kidnapping deal. 12 of the 18 people that were involved in that kidnapping plot were FBI agents or informants. Almost three quarters. So,
we'll come back to why that little plot was hatched at the time it was, but go right ahead with what you're saying.
It was funny because the Babylon Bee put up a short little video of a group of, we'll call them patriots, and a group of FBI undercover agents, and everybody's arresting everybody. got eight people in the room, and every one of them's an undercover agent of some kind. It was funny. But yeah, the FBI does.
But you know, it comes to friendly fire. You know, this kind of stuff comes to friendly fire, and they, you know, I don't want to sidetrack you, but it's just the fact that it irritates me that these people are trying to prosecute folks who aren't hurting anybody. They're in a habit of hurting, of ruining people's lives, doing their best to ruin their lives step by step, charge by charge, to charge people every day with things that are victimless crimes. And so they're used to that. And despite how many of them I've spoken to, or the few I've spoken to, who say, you know, I ask them, would you force somebody to take a shot? Oh, no, they wouldn't. I don't tell them I think you would, because this is what you're used to doing. Anyway, on the smallest of levels, you know, coming down to local cops, but, you know, that mentality, you know, these informants in the pizza. Okay, just a moment, we'll get to the call. It comes down to the type of person who's a confidential informant, or they're a government aide, they're an operative outright, but you know, these are confidential informants, and I have a brother 20 years separated who is one, and I'll tell you from that kind of experience and others that they're the kind of person who would take pot shots at their own grandma and take bets on which way she'll fall. So that's what they do. They set people, say they're just used to setting up everyone, their own friends, and that's how their handlers know they are. They have no loyalty, and so they eventually will be burned. They have to bear that in mind, grow a conscience, come out, redeem themselves to protect themselves, because eventually they're going to become targets. They're going to be threatened and to get what little credibility they have to get their credibility back. And I'm sorry, I'm mixing up my sayings. I was about to say the media is always trying to get little credibility they think they still have. And I guess that's the same for confidential informants, is that they need to grow that conscience back, and they might be persecuted after the fact, because that there have been cases I've mentioned that I've seen that's happened. You know, they say, how dare you come out and proclaim that you were infiltrating this mosque and we're going to ruin you, and then they do, you know, they go ahead. But at least they have some kind of defense. They have a reputation. They have some sort of a reputation to defend at that point. And that's why I'm urging them to come out. And you know, if there's a reason to come out, if you're just a, you know, walk-a-day confidential informant, and you know you have a conscience again, you stop doing that stuff, that's fine. But if you're thinking it could help others, you know, especially you want to do it. But, you know, if you're someone who, I guess I'm torn on somebody who might have been a past confidential informant, and they've been left alone but for years by the authorities. And, you know, there are those, but I don't know if there might be a benefit in coming clean, or at least in your circle, so that if you do get prosecuted, you have something to document. But that's just what I would tell them. And you know, I'll also mention briefly here, with the new black, getting back to the new Black Panther Party, that there's a locally here in the Tampa Bay area, there's a former head of the new Tampa New Black Panther Party named Michelle Williams, and I can't believe I almost forgot her last name. Try to block it out of my mind, but for all my ordeals with her, you know, she for a dead or alive bounty on George Zimmerman, who is the one who killed Trayvon Martin.
Now that's a felony.
Absolutely. And so she was confronted by a local activist, Michelle B. Patty, who's also a talk show hostess here locally on WTMP, has a nice show, and on YouTube, where she confronted former mayor, Tampa mayor, Bob Buckhorn. And Buckhorn says, I can't control what other people say. Well, absolutely, you can suggest that feds charge him, if not locally. But yeah, that's inciting violence. And I mentioned that one time on a WMNF where she's made appearances. I'll mention in a moment. And she another caller said, well, the government, law enforcement often puts out bounties, but you know, I never had the chance to come back and say, no, they're not dead or alive. They're alive. So anyway, there's that. And she was on WMNF maybe 10 years ago as a guest. And, I called up to point that out, and she started saying to the host, who's Rob Lori at the time, former program director who's now fired. He's the one I mentioned on my last show here on RBN, that he's been fired twice from WMNF by two different station managers. And I was, in the context that you can urge reform at these stations when they don't pay attention to you and they cut you off for no good reason. Anyway, with her, he had her on, and she kept at me pointing out that she put out this dead or alive $10,000 dead or alive warrant. She started telling this pink boy to shut his mouth and saying all sorts of racial things, so threatening. And he didn't try to rein her in, ask her to answer the question, and or agree or disagree. And I'll just cut that little session short. Fast forward to where she later was charged with trying to sell a house that did not belong to her. She got $15,000, again, a slap on the wrist, which indicates that's a telltale sign of a confidential informant, is that they'll either incite violence, commit violence, or commit crimes, incite crimes, fraud, or whatever, then they'll either not get charged or get a slap on the wrist, and you can check records, police records for that, and see if you can check sheriff or police department records to see if they've been arrested, and then see if they've not been charged after the fact with, say, county or other records, but, on the clerk of the court records. And, you can correlate what's going on here and see that, and fast forward to where she came on, and at her sentencing hearing for that fraud, the $15,000 that she defrauded, she was asking people to show up at her sentencing hearing, trying to get support at the last minute. Not that she ever asked support during her trial or anything. She didn't apparently want people to know about that. So I got to point out that maybe that $10,000 bounty for George Zimmerman, dead or alive, was from the $15,000 she defrauded. Let's do a little investigation here. And anyway, there's a lot of mainstream media who promotes these people and tries to get them a following, and then they get others to commit crimes. And anyways, let me just mention with Governor Whitmer, though, that the reason that I think that she FBI plot you mentioned, Bobby, was unfolded then. that she was that just that very week she was stripped of her emergency powers when Stand Up Michigan submitted over 500,000 petitions to stop her. And you know, she claimed she had had to mandate masks, and I'm not going to go into all the things, but you know, she was so, you know, the thing is that people were going through proper channels, but you didn't hear that on the media, did you? You heard about the plot to kidnap her.
Yeah, it was funny too, because they tried to paint those plotters, who weren't FBI agents, as Trump supporters. But it one of the main characters that was not a federal agent had repeatedly uploaded anarchist videos to YouTube where he's disparaging President Trump just as much as the Democrats. So, you know, this whole thing was created out of a lie. The FBI created the fake kidnapping plot, and then their leftist allies in the media ran with it and just kept on pushing this lie that it was Trump supporters, it was some kind of militia out of Michigan. It was the doggone FBI. Almost three quarters of the... Almost three quarters of the people that were involved in that kidnapping plot against Governor Whitmer were federal agents. I mean, come on. Chris, I just got a phone call from you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was an accident.
I'm wondering, what? Okay, we've already got a back channel here on Skype. Now, what? Why is he calling me? Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a little
mistake. But yeah, the federal government creates these plots in order to create their own relevance. I mean, think about it. The FBI hasn't stopped any actual terrorist attacks except for the ones that they set in motion. They find these low IQ individuals, whether they're whether they have a Islamist mindset or American patriot mindset. They find these low IQ individuals who might be predisposed to do something stupid, like blow up a mosque or a taxi cab station or Congress. You know, you never know. But they find these low IQ individuals and they encourage them in their plot. They say, okay, you're doing great. This is what we want you to do next. And then they get these people to commit crimes, and they do this all the time. The shooting in Garland, Texas. Well, the only people that got killed were the two terrorists that the FBI actually physically took to Pamela Geller's Draw Muhammad contest. Okay? They said, tear up Texas. That was a text message that one of these guys got from the FBI. The FBI are not good guys.
Nope. We'll be back soon on This is the Liberation Station Radio Show with Bobby Powell, and we'll get to Art, who's calling in, and we'll get to you right after this break, so please stay tuned. I'm Chris Steiner, your host.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.